Outkick the coverage live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It's finally here, the first game of the NFL season. We're going to take a closer look. Cowboys-Bucks later on tonight on Fox, and we'll get to all that here coming up just a couple of moments from now. It is Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and Brady Quinn with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. And wherever you are, making us a part of your Thursday morning, welcome to the NFL season. Week one kicks off later on tonight, and we appreciate you hanging out with us here on Fox Sports Radio. And guys, we've had to sit through, as we mentioned earlier, a lot of crap. All right, it has been an NFL season preview show. We've been making picks, we've been wheeling and dealing, we just did the prop bet monster, and here we are, Cowboys at the Bucks. And I know Brady Quinn, who is slowly morphing into a degenerate, full-blown gambler. He is actually,
you can hear it.
Yeah, you can. I mean, absolutely. I mean, he's just counting. You can hear him.
I'm Irish. I feel like that kind of comes with the territory, right? I started watching Peaky Blinders when that first came out. I thought to myself, man, this is me.
Racist.
This is
what I. Yeah, thank you. What?
Come on. That's my own people.
Yeah, thank you.
That's my own people.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you can bully them.
Racist.
Here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
I agree. How dare you?
Don't make me take a razor blade.
They bullied each other in Peaky Blinders.
That
didn't
is
they?
Too. But Peaky Blinders sounds like
the
name
gypsies?
Of a strip club.
I think it's pretty dope, man.
I've never watched it, but I've heard good things.
I think it's
you
a
haven't
dope
watched
name.
It?
No, I never watched Peaky Blinders.
Don't, hey, LeVar, he can't watch it, because if he does, that'll be his new favorite thing.
No.
He'll be referencing it all the time.
That's not
true. It'll get a little annoying.
I'm too busy watching the All-22s on some of these preseason games. So,
wish that was true. You're too cheap to pay for that.
Right? Yeah, right.
Some of us have focused on football with the season here.
You're watching the All-22s or something else.
Yeah, that is a good point.
You know what I'm watching right now
What's that
really like?
Get that POV.
Is Startup. You got to check that out.
I've heard good things about that.
It's pretty – I like it.
I've heard
a lot.
Really
it's
good
been
things
entertaining.
About that.
Interesting.
Peaky Blinders, like I snuck up on it, right? Like it snuck up on me. We snuck up on one another, and then we sparked up this like real cool like little relationship.
What about Ray Donovan?
I never watched it.
Ray Donovan's a good
Ray
show.
Donovan's – if you like Ray Donovan, you'll love Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
I never watched Ray Donovan.
Yeah, Ray Donovan.
But that's
it gets a little redundant.
That's the Wolverine dude, right?
Yes.
His Lee brother.
Schreiber. Lee Schreiber. Oh, it's his brother. No,
Wolverine's brother.
Right. Lee Schreiber does the voiceover work for Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
For HBO and all that stuff. So, he does good stuff.
Who?
Look, the reason I mentioned the betting market for the game tonight is because it feels like there's a lot of love coming in on Tampa Bay. Like, there is zero confidence in the Dallas Cowboys. I have zero confidence in the Dallas Cowboys, which just tells me if I'm leaning towards the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I would heavily consider going with the Dallas Cowboys, because I am an awful sports bettor. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But how ugly could this game get tonight? You know, I mean, if it's being portrayed the way it's being portrayed, and Dallas is going to be missing Zach Martin, and we know Dak, obviously not 100% based on some of the reports and him not playing in the preseason, I just wonder how ugly this is going to get, Brady Quinn. And maybe you can talk some people off the ledge that are thinking about laying that heavy number on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What's the line?
It's eight now. Last time I checked, it's eight in most books.
It's crept over up. Nine at some places.
Yeah, it's crept up, I want to say, from a touchdown, 7.5, depending on the book, now all the way up that high. So if it gives you any indication of what people are thinking, and by the way, I don't think it's a bunch of Tampa Bay Bucks fans and money. I think that number was probably too low to begin with, and a lot of the sharps now are pushing that higher. But the reality is it will most likely be a mismatch, especially early on. Historically, defending Super Bowl champs typically play well in week one. That's one thing that they've got going for them. I think the other thing is just, with so much continuity, and LeVar, you could probably speak to this, like, that to me is a huge advantage in the NFL, where almost every season, there's always so much turnover and change, it feels like, for a lot of teams. That's not the case. I mean, think about this. This Tampa Bay Bucks team brought back all 22 starters, all 22. And by the way, not even all 22, like even the third receiver, even their nickelback, like
back
like 24 really.
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's everyone's back. And I think that'll help them, especially early in the season. You know, what happens with injuries and all that the rest of the way, we'll see. But I just think they're in a much better spot to lay a big one on Dallas in this primetime spot than Dallas is, with questions about Dak's health. Will Zach Martin play? New defense. I do think they'll be better, but I don't know week one if they're going to be that much better than what they were a year ago. So I'm laying the points. Call me a sucker. Call me a fish, whatever you want to call it. I liked it at 8. I don't know about, you know, 9. It's creeping up there, but I think 7, 8, like that's good for me.
Oof. I think they'll beat the spread. I think they'll beat the spread if the number is 9.
You think the Cowboys will keep it close, or you think
I don't think that it will be close. I think it will be more. All right, let's define close. I think it will be at least two possessions that it'll take.
That's fair.
That they'll lose by.
Yeah.
They will have needed two possessions to have won this game before it's over.
Let me ask you guys this. If we all agree that it looks like Dallas is going to get hammered, how bad is this going to get for Mike McCarthy? Because standalone game, Jerry Jones doesn't want to be embarrassed. First time the NFL's back, they were featured on Hard Knocks. You pay your quarterback all that money, and if you come out and just get smoked, I just wonder what the conversation is going to be like tomorrow.
I don't anticipate them getting smoked. I think it'll be a game. I just don't think that Dallas is on that class, that level yet. And if they are, they certainly have every opportunity to prove it. I think tonight, really, in a lot of ways, is about proving for the Cowboys. Can their offensive line hold up? You can put a lot of questions to bed. You can go from being talked about in the way they're being discussed right now into being a perennial contender moving forward if they can show that they can handle business in certain positions. If Dak Prescott can show that he's coming into this season and he looks strong and he looks healthy and he looks like he's poised and ready to go, there are a lot of things that Dallas has in their control going into this game. And so to me, when you look at the matchups of what's taking place, you know, and you ask yourself the question, well, it looks as though, maybe I'm off, but it looks as though they're trying to say Zach Martin is going to play. It appears that there's a possibility that he could play.
I saw a report yesterday saying that he is going to be out, but it was Mike McCarthy who, you know, made the comment, well, you know, if there's anybody who could be ready for the game, it would be Zach Martin. But for the most part, it looks like he is going to be out.
Well, here's the thing, right? Connor McGovern will replace him at that, you know, regardless of whatever it would have been. Connor McGovern would have been the next guy up. But be clear on this one. It's going to be about Lyle Collins and it's going to be about Tyron Smith, right? They're going to be going up against guys like Jason Pierre-Paul, Shaq Barrett. That defensive front from the outside really, really does force a lot of quick decisions on offenses. Now you got you know Vita and Sue on the inside. And that is formidable. I don't know how formidable your elites are on the outside. So you have every opportunity to prove that your offensive line is back. You know what you have another opportunity to prove? That you can run the ball. Ezekiel Elliott has the opportunity. He said he's coming into the season, you know, he's poised. He's ready to have a bounce back year. Well, he has every opportunity. This is the type of game that aligns to give them every opportunity to change the narrative or solidify the narrative, if you so to speak, of the Dallas Cowboys. So, but to answer your question, if they do lose this game and they get beat up bad, Jerry Jones will most likely be taking a look at himself and saying, did I make the right decision hiring Mike McCarthy? I think that will become a question that begins to circulate if they get tore out the frame.
Yeah,
I almost wonder if he had that question last year at times.
He might have, bro.
It wasn't like their defense with Mike Nolan. And granted, a COVID year can't implement things quite as much. But the whole narrative around Mike McCarthy was that he was more old school. And when he stepped away or once, you know, he was fired from Green Bay.
He got enlightened.
He got enlightened, right? Remember those old the analytics and all this stuff? Yeah,
didn't they rent out some barn in Wisconsin, him and some coaching buddies, and like study film and stuff like that? That was one of the stories.
Translation. I do not like being at home with my wife and kids. That's another story. That's another story.
I was going to say, my mind started to wander like Brokeback Mountain, Wisconsin. I mean, he did sleep over at Jerry Jones' house when he interviewed, but that's neither here nor there.
Which is strange.
It is. It was like a recruiting visit.
Hey, can I bring my salt over here?
Yeah, listen, I got news.
I got Mike McCarthy coming over to stay tonight.
He's going to spend the night.
Can you make sure I got some salt, please? Some salt. I need a little salt.
I would have thought that they would have made some better adjustments. I mean, I don't know. It's tough because Dak gets hurt, and they did play a little bit better when Dalton was there once he started to get a better feel for it. But the whole thing was a mess, I guess. I just think he's got such a short time frame for their success. And he thought that, hey, Mike's going to come here. We're going to go win. It's going to happen. And this could be a rude awakening for Dallas. Yeah, it really could be.
And I also don't think that McCarthy's going to have the leash that Jason Garrett had, because it felt like Jason Garrett got every opportunity because he was a Cowboy. That Jerry Jones wanted it to work so bad. I don't know that he's got that loyalty to Mike McCarthy, or at least it doesn't feel like it. And the point on running the ball, Tampa Bay has been the last 2 years straight the best rushing defense in the NFL. And if that even plays out, you know, close to later on tonight, that means you're going to be dependent on Dak Prescott. And with that arm injury, and look, Brady pointed this out, you know, when it happened. And Brady, you said, look, this is something that could be an issue later on in the season as well, too. This isn't just a preseason issue that we're going to have to worry about, but don't worry about it. He's going to be ready, you know, ready to go week one, and then we move and we're off and running. Like, this could actually be something that lingers on the entire year.
If you've got an injury at any point in time in the season, and LeVar, you can echo this.
It's not going anywhere.
It ain't getting better. Yeah. I'll say this much. It's not getting better.
Yeah, it's not going
you were
anywhere.
Doing all you can to
manage
take
it.
that magical,
yeah,
that wonderful
the angel yeah. from
the
heaven.
Angel. You're either taking
the
Tordal,
angel dart.
You're getting some shots of Novocaine. You're doing whatever you can to minimize the pain. And for a quarterback, the reason is because if you've got pain somewhere, you're going to change your throwing motion to adjust to it. It's just how it works. It's how our body works. We don't like continually doing things that cause us pain. That's why we limp. That's why we have, you know, other issues we deal with. And when you're an athlete, that's going to cause you to be less consistent, and your performance isn't going to be as high as what you'd like it to be. So all those things are going to add up, and that's where I just think it's something to monitor moving forward. Only Dak knows how his shoulder truly feels. And I don't know if we should believe what the Cowboys are saying with all this or not, but it's something to monitor throughout the course of the rest of the season, at least.
I think he can solidify his career in so many ways at this point if he plays at a high level. You know, one of the things that I've always noticed about the greats is their ability to be able to deliver no matter what the odds are, no matter what the circumstances have been. I watched Deion deal with that toe while we were in Washington together.
How bad was that injury?
It was bad, bro.
What his feet look like?
It was significant. He had bad looking feet.
Yeah.
Who you asked for? Rex Ryan?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's a good point.
What?
Yeah, that was a Rex Ryan moment for me. Sorry about that.
Oh, you know, you want to touch his feet?
You know, I'm spraying odor eaters
like
in my
feet?
Mouth.
Yeah.
You know, like it's Banaka.
You like Deion feet.
Yeah.
Like
I just wonder, because I heard prime. I heard that, I mean, that was really the end of his career,
turf
right?
Turf toe. Yeah, that thing, you know, he dealt with it. But he played at a high level. That's the thing about it. Even when he was in Washington, he played at a high level. And that's the one thing that you're going to find out about Dak Prescott. He is not going into this season at 100%. We know that. Now we can people can kind of speculate on what his percentage would be. I don't know that anybody knows what his percentage is, including Dak. I think that it's all a fluid situation, if you ask me, just based off of what the given circumstances of what's taking place is. So the idea of him being – everybody basing their success or their failure off of him being 100%, you know, healthy, I think that you got to take a step back and you got to look at it from the perspective of, can he deliver? You just got delivered the Brinks truck. You're considered to be the franchise guy. You're considered to be the guy that makes this team go. Can you deliver even with dealing with the ailments that you're dealing with? And that's going to be the biggest key. And that's going to be probably one of the most measured things in this game tonight is can Dak deliver? So they have a great chance to be able to set themselves up for the narrative to change dramatically if they have a great showing tonight.
It's Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn with you here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Yo, it's Thursday morning and it's football tonight. Yeah, this is going platinum gold.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to stop right there because that was way too much lyrical brilliance for y'all
there. Yeah, listen, it is, look, it's...
Did you hear that lyrical brilliance?
Yes, it's fantastic.
If you're listening to the podcast, you have to tune into the show because right now you're only hearing me sound like a moron with no music.
That's all right, yeah, you need the music underneath, right?
Yeah, if you heard the music, it was sounding way, way, way better.
I think I like the spoken word without the music. Yeah. I think you actually might, you might listen back and like it. I'm just telling you.
It's like a coffee shop poetry.
I don't think
so. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, so you're saying I didn't like my lyrics just then?
No, you did.
Hear the lyrical amazingness that just came out of me?
No. I'm saying you don't need the back
music. I didn't need it.
Yeah. Just with the lyrics.
You hit it with spoken word.
Yeah, man. You don't need all the trimmings.
I feel good about you guys hyping my freestyle up,
that's what
man.
We do,
thank
man.
You. Thank
we
you.
Make, we make each other feel good on this
thank
show.
Thank you very much.
I know I always feel
I know
great.
You guys are sitting here laughing at me right now.
No. Jonas is taking this a way different
Jonas
direction.
Jonas has a sarcastic smirk on his face.
Look at that.
I'm just saying, like, it is nice that, you know, we make each other feel good on this show. I mean, you would hate for somebody to point out all the mistakes and flaws that you make on the show. You know, like, you would hate if somebody did that, wouldn't you? Somebody that you work with for 5 years. You would hate if that happened.
Who's he yelling at?
Yeah,
in the back room.
He was looking at somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This really stems from
that roach yesterday.
This is all headliner lie.
Ah, right. Yeah, whatever.
I was gonna give you props, by the way. You actually said is a railway. Is that what you were struggling? You said it great the past two times.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen.
Railway.
Is there traffic on railways?
I'm telling you,
you got a direct traffic.
What do you say, whaleway? Whaleway,
yes.
Is that what you're saying?
R's and W's screw me up.
What about weather? Is there good weather on railways?
Is right now, yeah. Yeah, there is right now. And it's like
Do the protective barriers go down when a hurricane or a tornado is coming down the tracks?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely hope so.
That's an inside joke that maybe our listening audience will one day be led into.
Maybe, or if they're walking by the studio. It's Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox.
Good one.
All right, so... okay, we are going to get to the scraps here, but I did want to play this sound quickly from Ben Roethlisberger, who decided that he was going to stick up for his teammate T.J. Watt, who's looking for a new contract. Now, T.J. Watt did practice yesterday, so that seems like a glimmer of hope to get a deal done. But here was his quarterback taking a stance for his guy.
I think T.J. should get whatever the heck he wants. He's arguably the best football player in the game right now, not just on defense, just in general. You know, I've been through a few negotiations here with contracts. One of the reasons I took less money was for guys like him to get paid, and he needs to get paid. He deserves every penny that he wants and asks for. You know, T.J. Watt is that guy that should get whatever he wants.
Yeah, man.
Okay. That's why I took less money.
He was thumping his chest on it, too.
Yeah.
I took less money because I want TJ to get it.
All right.
It was charitable. Charitable.
Well, why not just keep your contract and just pay him the money that you thought he deserved?
Yeah, no kidding. It's
that's the thing I hate about this is, like, the Pittsburgh Steelers already had kind of cap planning for Roethlisberger in the back of their mind. And it's not like he did anything truly significant to open up as much space as they need for a TJ Watt extension. I just I hate that narrative. I really do. We're going to get rid of him,
Brady. Yeah, he was too expensive.
Right.
They weren't keeping him at that price tag. I restructured so we could sign better players. Nah, you restructured so your ass would have a job.
Let me ask you this, though.
What do you mean? Let me give him all the money.
Let me ask this serious question, though. The Steelers have had a lot of success. The majority of their success, though, has come – I mean, you can make the case when Ben got there, he won a couple of Super Bowls. And I think they won his first one under his rookie deal. They've only won one with him on his – you know, since that. And I do wonder if the Steelers are going to have to start looking at doing contracts differently moving forward. Because I think that's one of the things, as the salary cap increases, as revenues increase – they may have to adjust. Like, I think they're still trying to operate in this old school world where, you know, you had the steel curtain, you had all these great teams, but the league's at a different point now. I mean, they're making money hand over fist, and I do wonder if they're going to have to let go of the precedent they've had and start extending some of these guarantees into year two of these contracts, because that's the sticking point. They haven't done it. That's what TJ Watt deserves, I believe. And unfortunately, that's just not how the Steelers have done business. So I do wonder if they're going to have a big philosophical shift with how they've done contracts with their players in the past and what they're going to do moving forward.
Well, I think you said it best earlier. This is, you're talking about an organization with a defined identity. And let me put this into proper perspective for everyone. To understand Steelers culture is to understand this. I was talking to a player at an NFL event at one point in time, and we were talking about the organization in general. And he gave this story, he offered up this story that one day he showed up, he was about 5 minutes early to the facility before, you know, the time of everybody needing to be there had started. He parks in the back of the parking lot. And he's getting out of the car, getting his stuff together. He's like, hey, good morning. It's a Rooney, right? It's one of the Rooneys. And he goes, you know, why are you back here? Why are you parking back here? He said, well, there's no parking spaces up front. So they walked in to work together. And so you listen to that story, and something as simple as that story, when you hear it, if you comprehend it the right way, you start to understand the identity of that organization is that you play your part within the organization. No one is bigger than the organization. And that identity has not only reigned supreme for that sports franchise, but it has represented the personality and the identity of an entire community and an entire city. So I think what Pittsburgh has on their side and any type of person that comes there to play there at this point, and even maybe like a place like, you know, like New England, they could probably pull this off. But when you come there with the understanding that there is an expectation as to how things are going to go, how they're going to be handled, and it's going to be handled in the Pittsburgh Steeler way. And if you can't fit that, you've said it best. You said it on the show, Brady. They'll move you on. They'll move you. Before they sacrifice the identity of what they represent, they will just move you. Yeah. And we've seen it with Bell. We've seen it with Brown. We've seen it with players in the past as well. They will move you if you don't comply, and it doesn't matter who you are. So I think that's the expectation, is everybody's got to play their role and understand that they're all in it together. So when TJ Watt is doing this, you know, doing this contract and having that conversation, and I think he gets it. You're best serving yourself by handling things in a way where you're going to be favorable in what you want to get, but also making sure that you keep yourself in proper graces of that organization, because, well, it's a pretty awesome organization.
Yeah, it is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn with you here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Yeah. Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Here we go. I've got to tell you something.
Oh, that's pretty. Okay.
Yeah.
This is like soothing.
You just see Jonas playing the drums. It's hilarious.
Is he playing the snare drum? Is that what he's doing?
He's doing it.
And it goes on.
What are you doing, dude?
Whoa. Jonas is playing the air drums. Whoa. He's got a highlighter in front of me.
Jonas, did you play other instruments or did you just sing?
Yeah, I could play drums a little bit, a little piano.
You can play the bongos too.
I got
play the flute.
Yeah, Roberto, there it is. Squeeze that one in as if the last half hour hasn't been weird enough on this show. Let's make some more, some more crank jokes on Morning Grime. That'll play well. It is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. We are going to have our Super Bowl picks coming up later on in the segment here. But right now, it is time for something we do on the show, guys, and it's called this.
You moron.
How could you not get to these stories?
You moron.
These are the scraps.
And for that, we turn it over to Danny G, our executive producer, to find out what the hell we've missed so far on the show. D?
All right, Tiger Woods, y'all. He is not going to be one of Steve Stricker's assistants at the Ryder Cup, but the U.S. captain hinted around that Woods could be back on a golf course. Speaking to SiriusXM Radio yesterday, Stricker for the first time suggested that the 15-time major champion might try to play golf again. He says, I've talked to Tiger a lot. He's part of the Ryder Cup family. He's not going to be able to be a captain's assistant this time around just because of his ongoing rehab to try to get better and to play golf again, and that's going well. He's progressing. He's doing very good. Things are moving in the right direction. No big surprise, though, right? Like, what we know about Tiger, we knew he was going to try to get back on the court.
It's Tiger.
I mean, what's the point?
What do you mean?
He came back and won a major.
You don't feel like he's motivated? He's not motivated by like seeing a guy like Tom Brady do it at his age? You don't think that motivates him?
He's trying to get that record.
But Tom Brady didn't fall asleep at the wheel of a car and spin it six times.
Right. He was only blacked out drunk on a boat thrown around the Lombardi.
Catching
COVID.
But he was wearing a knee sleeve. He came prepared.
That is true. Yeah. He was prepared to party. If you were a knee sleeve when you go out to party, you are going all
in. You're going ready, right?
Throwing out a Don Joy when we go partying, Brady.
I saw Cristiano Ronaldo at a club one time with a Don Joy on. I'm like, bro,
that is
just
hilarious.
Take a night
that
off.
That is hilarious.
Man.
I love Don Joys. Let's all get matching Don Joys.
I'm good.
All right, fair enough.
All right, we've talked sports memorabilia before during the scraps. This is an all-time low. A sports website announced that a pair of Michael Jordan's underwear with signs of definite use is being auctioned with a starting bid of $500.
What sort of official use?
I'm assuming
They'll get to it here in the story.
I'll give you some official use.
This memorabilia website
going cloning.
Leland's say the underwear formerly belonged to the legendary Bulls player and is being sold by a family member of John Michael Wozniak, Jordan's former security guard. The website says the unusual item shows signs of definite use and has some loose threads evident at the seams. Leland's says the underwear was one of several items gifted to Wozniak from Jordan. He also received suits, ties, belts, and jackets that were worn by the legend.
Ugh.
Bidding closes September 25th.
It's, all right. See, I thought we were going to go like the direction of, you know, you could tell he had wrapped up like a Baby Ruth in that thing.
that's what I was thinking.
Gaga stains.
Oh, is that what you were thinking?
I was thinking Baby Ruth.
You were thinking that?
Gaga stains. Anybody see that Three Musketeers? There it is. Like, I thought
that would have been way funnier.
Yeah, I just.
I mean, well, y'all kind of took me down weird street on
that
one.
You ever bought underwear at a store?
I mean, the whole thing is weird.
Well, the whole thing's weird, but. I remember I bought underwear at a store, and the guy's like, just so you know, you can't return these. I'm like, okay. Yeah, man.
Someone described to me the guy who bids on them. Like, is he just, like, living in a basement somewhere, and he doesn't have any social life? Like, who wants to actually announce that they bid and won that particular item?
Weirdos,
I mean, somebody bought Andre the Giant's jock strap.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some weird. Yeah.
That's because they're using it as a hammock.
Yeah.
That's because they hung it up in their back.
Well, maybe somebody believes they can fly. Yeah,
that is a good point.
They want them Jordan draws.
That is a good point. Yeah, that is. By the way, you know, Andre the Giant in the Dead of Winter, like, it looks like you know, he's riding the Statue of Liberty. I mean, it's just like he is I'm just saying, you know, like it's very you know, he's a big guy. He's a very big guy. You know, he's a huge man. Have you seen the picture of him holding the beer? Have you seen the beer next to his hand?
Jonas sure can go down weird.
I'm just saying, like,
it's so weird. Okay. And then he'll blame us
and
for
it. I really tried to get a mental visual of the Statue of Liberty and Andre the Giant.
Okay,
I don't know why.
If you've seen how big he is,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
There's a beer can. There's a beer can in his hand. Yeah. It looks tiny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was
a good point. Yeah. I'm glad
good
we got
job.
Yeah. Glad we got
way to get us there, Jonas.
You're the one bringing up jock straps.
Yeah. That's true. I did bring it up.
I didn't bring that up. No, I just said someone's got a tie between two palm trees.
I blame Lamar.
I heard he had two guys there to help him put it on, too, by the way.
God, it's just like, yeah. Why do you have to take us down that road?
Oh, you're going to take us down the road where, what was it, the bathroom?
Baby Ruth.
Can we get the, can we get the.
Baby Ruth.
Can we get the Super Bowl picks here on the season preview show here, guys? So let's get the Super Bowl picks in. He's our leadoff man. He is the great and powerful TV star, Brady Quinn.
Oh, yeah. He's so mad at me right now. Okay. I've got in the AFC the Bills and Chiefs squaring off in the AFC Championship game. It's going to be a close game, maybe one of the more entertaining, but I've got the Chiefs winning. Ho-hum, just another Super Bowl appearance for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then in the NFC, I've got the Packers. They're the away team, the number one seeded Buccaneers. They're squaring off, and I've got the Buccaneers winning once again, ruining what could be the last dance for Aaron Rodgers and a rematch of this past year's Super Bowl. I know it's boring, but look, these are the two best teams. I'm going to go with chalk right now, and I'm sure as hell not betting against Tom Brady.
Interesting.
Nothing ever goes as planned. That's just how this all works out. It just doesn't go as planned. I mean, a few times you could say, all right, Buffalo or the Rams or, you know, even right now what you're dealing with the who just won, Kansas City. But I just don't see either one of them making it back.
Wow.
I don't.
Gotta be so negative here. I mean, geez.
I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to keep people interested.
I almost think that's what we think's going to happen, and so then when it does happen, it's a kind of a surprise.
Yeah,
I almost think that.
And you're probably right. Honestly speaking, you're probably right. But I'm just thinking this year, I really have different teams going. I think out of the NFC, I think Green Bay does make it to the Super Bowl this year, and out of the AFC, I honestly feel like for some strange reason, looking at this Baltimore Ravens team, their defense is pretty studly. I think Lamar Jackson has a confidence about him that is almost scary. And like, have you figured me out? Like, you haven't figured me out. That's like that wait till you get a load of me from the Joker type stuff. I'm going with Baltimore. I think Baltimore has a serious chance of making it back to the Super Bowl. And I think that they will meet Green Bay.
See that
I like that. I like that pick.
Okay, that was my pick. I literally had Ravens over the Packers. Now I don't know if I should have the same pick as LeVar Arrington. Like,
are you being serious?
We got to go different. Right. I feel like we got to go different here.
Well, it's funny because I do think that the Ravens, if they do make it to the Super Bowl, will beat the Packers if the Packers make it there.
All right, so I'll tell you what. All right, I don't want to have the same pick as LeVar Arrington because I want us to have different rooting interests here on the show. I'm going to say the Baltimore Ravens over the San Francisco 49ers. That'll be my Super Bowl pick. But if that's wrong and it ends up being the Packers, I just want it on the record that I was going to say that,
too. Going to.
Yeah, and I'm writing it down right now. I'm writing it down right now. So clearly
what about the Rams?
There.
No one's picking the Rams.
No, not picking the Rams.
I'm not.
I don't think I'm not. I think they'll be all right.
In the words of Rob Parker,
I think they might win the West.
I'm not betting on Stat Padford. In the words of Rob Parker. So again, we will be back tomorrow for a look back in Cowboys Bucks.